You know, it feels like we're drowning in information these days, right? Everywhere you look, there's just more and more of it. And AI, well, it seems like it just keeps adding to the noise. But what if, and stick with me here, what if AI could actually help us cut through all that? What if it could help us find the exact answers we're looking for?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
So that's what we're diving into today. Webinars.
Webinars. Really? Those online presentations. I mean, I get it. They can be informative sometimes, but...
I hear you. But think about it. Webinars, they're not just about the presentation itself. They're about the interaction, the back and forth.
Okay, yeah, you got me thinking. The Q&A, right? That's where things can get interesting.
Exactly. People ask really specific questions, the kind you wouldn't find just browsing a blog post. It's like a direct line to what your audience really wants to know, what they're struggling with.
That's a really good point. It's like... pure gold if you're trying to figure out what kind of content to create. You get a whole blog series out of one good webinar Q&A.
Absolutely. No more guessing, no more relying on those broad keyword searches. But hold on, it gets even better. We're not just talking about the questions themselves, but the different viewpoints that emerge during a webinar.
Oh yeah, I get you. You have people from all walks of life, different backgrounds, different levels of expertise. They're all bringing their own unique perspective to the table.
And sometimes they ask a question or make a comment and you think, wow, I never thought about it like that before.
Right. It's that dynamic interaction that makes webinars so valuable. And then all of that, that richness, that diversity of thought, it's captured in the recording.
And that recording can become even more valuable content down the line, which brings us to a concept that the article we're looking at today calls exploration trees. I'll admit it sounded a bit intimidating at first, but...
No, yeah. No, it's not that complicated. Let's say you're doing a webinar. Maybe it's about website SEO. During the Q&A, you notice a lot of the questions are about AI tools for keyword research.
So instead of just sticking to the original topic, you can branch out.
Exactly. You use those questions to explore related areas. You're not just guessing what your audience wants. You're letting their questions guide you.
It's like a roadmap, but one that's built on real interest. And it goes deeper than just the one webinar. It creates this network of content, this web, addressing everything your audience wants to know. But here's the big question. How does this connect to AI answer engines? We have all this great content, but how do we make sure people can actually find it?
Okay, so here's where understanding long tail keywords comes in. These are those longer, more specific phrases that people use when they're searching for something very particular.
Like instead of just searching for SEO, they might search for best AI tools for SEO keyword research for e-commerce websites, right?
Eco and webinars. They're like gold mines for these long tail keywords. The questions people ask, they're already phrased that way, super specific.
So if we incorporate those long tail keywords into our content, we're basically speaking the language of the search engines.
You got it. We're making it crystal clear to them what our content is about and who it's for.
And AI is getting really good at understanding what people actually mean when they search, right? So these long tail keywords, they're becoming even more important.
Exactly. It's about relevance. The more targeted your content is, the more likely it is to reach the right people.
Okay, so we're using webinars to figure out these keywords, but what about the content itself? How do we structure and deliver webinars in a way that, you know, really makes them shine for AI answer engines?
Ah, well, that's where personalization comes in. Remember how we talked about AI getting better at understanding individual preferences and needs? Well, instead of just doing one-size-fits-all webinars, we need to think about designing them for specific groups of people.
Ah, okay. So, like, if you're a software company, you might have one webinar for people who are brand new to project management and another one for, like, seasoned pros who want all the fancy features.
Exactly. When you tailor your webinars to different segments of your audience, your content becomes much more relevant and discoverable.
So it's all about giving the answer engines what they need to connect people with the right information. It's like not just creating good content, but creating the right content for the right people.
That's a great way to put it. Webinars really can help you tap into those specific needs and interests.
Okay, this is really starting to come together for me. We've talked about using webinars to understand our audience, to brainstorm content ideas, even to get those long tail keywords. But what about the webinar recordings themselves? How do we make sure they're working for us, you know, in this whole AI driven world?
That's where indexed webinar pages come in.
Yeah.
You've put all this effort into creating this awesome content. But it's got to be accessible.
Right. We can't just hit record and assume people will find it.
No, we need to create a system where search engines can easily find it and catalog it.
So instead of letting those recordings just sit there on some random corner of the internet, we need to showcase them.
Exactly. You want a dedicated webinar page on your website that's searchable, easy to navigate, you know, the works.
It's like we're building a content library, specifically designed to attract the attention of those AI answer engines. And that's when things get really exciting, right? When AI starts pulling information from our webinars to answer people's questions.
That's where everything clicks. You've got all this high-quality targeted content, and you're making sure the tools designed to connect people with information can find it. It's a win-win.
I'm starting to see the big picture here. It's not just about these individual tactics, like the keywords or the exploration trees. It's about a whole approach to content, one that works with AI, not against it.
You're right. It really is about understanding how AI is changing things, how people are searching, and then adapting our strategies accordingly.
You know, this deep dive has been really eye-opening. I don't know about you, but for me, what's really striking is that this whole approach flips the script on content creation. We're not chasing algorithms. We're not trying to game the system.
It's so refreshing, right? We're actually focusing on creating genuine value. We're giving the audience what they need, what they're looking for, and trusting that the AI will recognize that.
So instead of trying to outsmart AI, we're actually working with it to deliver the best possible content to the people who need it most.
It's about playing the long game. It's about building a reputation as a trusted source of information.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about how webinars can help us understand our audience, generate ideas, and even boost our visibility in those AI answer engines. But I think it's time for some actionable advice. What are some things people can start doing today to put these ideas into practice?
Well, first things first, I think people need to shift their mindset about webinars. We need to stop thinking of them as just a marketing tactic.
They're more than that.
They're so much more. They're valuable sources of information for both the audience and for us, the content creators.
So start by really paying attention to the questions that come up during your webinars. They're gold. They tell you exactly what your audience needs.
Right. And don't be afraid to branch out. Use those questions as a springboard to explore related topics. Remember the exploration tree we talked about.
And when you're creating content, think about those long tail keywords we talked about. Make it super easy for those answer engines to find your content.
Don't forget about those recordings either. Put them front and center on your website. Optimize them for search.
These are all great tips, but you know, it's important to remember that this is a journey, not a sprint. Don't expect overnight miracles.
Absolutely. It takes time to build a reputation, to refine your strategy, to learn what works.
It's a process of constant learning and improvement. You know, speaking of learning, there was something in the article that really caught my eye. It mentioned that with webinars becoming more and more popular, they're actually starting to shape the future of the medium itself. Do you think that's true?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? Webinars, they're not just this fixed, static thing. They're constantly evolving, just like the tech that's shaping how we learn and share information.
It's pretty amazing how adaptable they are, right? It feels like they're becoming more and more integrated into, well, everything we do. It's not just about broadcasting. It's about connecting, having real conversations.
And those conversations, especially when we're talking about AI, they're key. AI is learning from us, from the data we create. And those interactions, those back and forths during webinars, they could be shaping how AI understands what we need, what we're looking for.
Wow, that's a really interesting thought. Like, the more we ask questions, the more we debate, the more we challenge each other during these webinars, the better the data becomes for AI.
It's like we're all working together to train AI to be more insightful, more responsive to what we actually want.
That's pretty wild. But before we get too carried away, there was another point in the article that I wanted to touch on. It talked about how webinars can actually help improve the accuracy and reliability of AI answer engines.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. We often think of AI as this all-knowing, perfect source of information. But it's only as good as the data it's trained on, right?
Exactly. If you feed it garbage, you're going to get garbage out.
Right. And that's where webinars can make a real difference. Because webinars are generally focused on providing accurate, up-to-date, well-researched information.
They're usually presented by experts. There are those Q&A sessions where things get fact-checked in real time, and the recordings are often archived so people can go back and check the information.
Exactly. So when AI answer engines can tap into that wealth of reliable information from webinars, their answers become much more accurate and nuanced.
It's like webinars are helping to raise the bar to make sure that the information feeding these AI systems is high quality. which ultimately benefits everyone who uses them, right?
I think so. It really highlights how interconnected everything is. Mm. The content we create, how we engage with it, the evolution of AI, it's all tied together.
It's pretty empowering when you think about it. We're not just passive consumers of information. We're actively shaping the future of knowledge.
Well said.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question to ponder. If you could design a webinar that would answer the most burning questions in your field, what would it be about?
Ooh, that's a good one. What are the gaps in our knowledge? What are we most curious about? What questions are driving real innovation and progress?
It's about pinpointing those areas where we can contribute to the collective understanding, share valuable insights, maybe even spark new collaborations.
Exactly. And the cool thing is, when we engage in these conversations, we're not just expanding our own knowledge, we're contributing to the information that will shape the future of AI.
It's a pretty exciting time to be a part of all this, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
So to everyone listening, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and keep sharing what you know. You're making a bigger impact than you might realize.
Who knows? Maybe the next webinar you attend or the next one you host will be the one that unlocks a major breakthrough, leads to a new discovery, or inspires a whole wave of innovation. The possibilities, well, they really are endless.